how are you doing? And welcome to another Snodcast. On this week's edition, we talk about what I wear to work, Northern Ireland slang for being tired, superstitions and OCD also get a mention. But first up, here's some Amy Winehouse news.
Amy wanted to go to America and they said no, no, no. They would not let her into America because she smoked blue, blue, blue. And even since she's tried, they just say, you're denied. Amy tried to go to America and they said, no, no, no. There you go, actually bang up to date with the Amy Winehouse news this morning.
Talking about retro, can I just say to anybody at home or in their car listening on the radio, there is no extra static going on. Pete's got his
no, it's not Shell-suit.
His Shell-suit top on again, so it's rather rustly.
It's not a Shell-suit. It's a retro Mac type thing made by a very well known sports brand and it's part of the retro range.
Yes.
And it's very cool.
But it's very rustly, so it just sounds like there's a static and there's not. I'm just trying to explain that. I'm not complaining about that top.
Do you think this is stylish?
It's lovely.
You see what I have to cut? I'm cling busted, right? And I came in to listen to this crap. We've only started. Let me just tell you something. In my Mac type thing, I can wear this if I had to walk to work and I wouldn't get worried. I wouldn't be worried about a car hitting me.
Well, it's black.
I know, but
does it glow in the dark? Tell me that glows in the dark.
There's pink and yellow on it.
Yeah, but does it glow in the dark?
Haven't tried it. Turn off the lights to have a look.
Oh no, we've got the emergency light, doesn't work. I don't think it does.
No. Okay, maybe I would get hit by a car. I know, maybe because I'm going out in this, you wish I was hit by a car. I'm weary now. I really, really, really am. Now, if you just join us, ladies and gentlemen. Now, there was a gag in the show last week?
Maybe the week before.
Right.
A
gag on the show in the past couple of weeks, right, where I came on in the morning, and this is 6:10 and we're having a chat, and I had to remove my jacket. Why? Because whenever I moved, you got this swooshing sound with your hair. But this morning it's that cold in the studio, I'm keeping it on. And what it is, it's like a Mac type jacket. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Kirsty says it's a shell suit. No, it's not. It's a retro look. I swear to you, I am ready to throttle.
Oh, go on then.
It is. Harley, you'll be. You know what? You wish. You wish! Anyway, so that's fine, okay? So in other words, the rumour circulating everywhere is that I'm in fact wearing a shell suit, which I'm not. Right, latest text. Want me to read you the latest text?
Yes.
Cool. The radio signal in Newton Arch this morning is really bad. Damn you, Pete. Is that your shell suit? No!
Well, obviously it is, because it's making the swishing noise.
Give over. Put a sock in it. Oh, my goodness. It's made me yogurt, ladies and gentlemen, during the last tune.
And damn, he got some on his retro top.
Well, you know what actually happened?
You haven't wiped it all off properly there.
No, I have.
You see, it's in the zip bit.
You know what's happened? It didn't even drop off my spoon. It dropped off my spoon into the yogurt and made a bit of a splash and it bit got on my finger. So then I must have fingered my top. That's what happened.
You get it? Do you want a napkin? Get you a bit.
There's a black top now, so a bit white down it because of the yogurt. You know what, I'm going to lick it off my top with you here. Because it's like shell, right? It's not shell, it's like a Mac type thing.
Yeah, you see, you even admitted it yourself, like a shell.
It's not like shell. I'm going to lick it off with you here.
Oh, that's horrible. Mm. That's like somebody that eats noisily. I don't like it. Oh,
hey there. Oh, dear, I can't believe lads sitting on the radio licking my top. The countdown is on. I make it. 23 minutes past 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 5 hours. 5 hours and 37 minutes till I get to my scratcher. Hello?
Hello, Pete.
Are you clean busted?
No, I am punctured.
Punctured? Oh, here, I like that.
I like that one. Here, Pete.
Yeah.
Hello, are you still there, Pete?
Hi!
I can hardly hear you, all that static. What is that in the background?
You see, if you're talking about my Mac-type jacket that I'm wearing again, I swear to God I'm going to cut you off. Right, bye-bye. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Julian, you're looking for a couple of the words there for sort of being sort of completely tired or whatever.
Are you punctured, banjaxed, or clean busted?
I'm just cream crackered, Pete.
You're just what?
Cream crackered.
Cream crackered. I like it.
Cream crackered.
All right, what's your name?
It's Joe, it is, Pete.
Joe, thank you. Here, can you hear any static this morning?
No, no.
That's good to hear.
Pete, your jacket probably looks lovely on you, mate. Probably looks great on you.
I'm going to get a picture on the website so you can check it out for yourself.
That'll do. So we can have a look at your shell suit then.
It's not a shell. You know what? I'm going to have to cut you off too.
Not a problem, Pete. Listen, thanks very much. You and Kirsty.
It's been lovely talking to you today.
I'm glad
we've ended this conversation civilly and I haven't had to cut you off. That's very good.
Remember, don't forget my Pete, cream crackers.
I'm clean on it.
Not a problem. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello, Pete. Other words for being tired would be cream crackered.
Oh, we just had it.
Oh, have you? I didn't hear that. That's your Dale Boy one.
Any other ones for us?
No.
Can you hear any static where you are?
No.
Good. That's good to know.
Cheers, Pete.
Okay, thank you. Bye. No wonder he didn't hear the static. Didn't even hear cream crackered from the call before.
No,
true. Anyway, thank you for those. Let's see if we got any texts this morning. Clean goosed. Oh.
Goosed,
yeah. Blutered. Oh, you know, that's Lurganese, that is. Have you ever heard of Lurganese?
No.
It's a language to speak up in Lurgan.
Really?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
My mate Massey, I just always rate him that he spoke Lurganese. Mm-hmm. And it's just sort of stuck, you know? Oh, the bay, something Lurgan. So if you're from Lurgan and you can tell me some good Lurganese this morning, do please give us a call. Number's 918-2010. Blooped out. Snoddums at the Style Awards and still wears a shell top.
No,
you don't get it.
What did you wear last night? Just out of interest. Paint a picture for us.
I had on me last night. It was like, I was wearing a pair of white shoes.
Right.
Tie up white shoes and a pair of like dark straight legged jeans, which...
I've never seen you in straight leg jeans.
I always wear straight leg jeans. I don't wear boot cut.
All right, okay.
So I was wearing them, and then I was wearing like a white shirt with a thin black tie buttoned up to the top. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's all going to be the rage for summertime 2008. Trust me, it was a Miami Vice Don Johnson style jacket, right? Right. And it was like white and grey. It was white and grey pinstripes. Oh yes, it was quality. So that's what
I
wore last night.
Pictures? No, well, there might be some of those in the telly or something.
Do you want me to put that there on the website too,
yeah,
so you can laugh as well as Michelle Top?
We can have the retro page.
Now, do you know why people have this wee thing? I know it's particularly with kids. I spotted kids doing this last week, where you're walking along and you don't want to stand in the cracks in the pavement.
Yes.
Right. Now, some people say that's like an OCD type thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just like a...
Childish?
Well, yeah, it's childish, yeah. Well, what else would you call it? It'd be a bit like... Anyway, you know where I'm coming from. Don't stand in the cracks of the pavement.
Oh, bad luck and superstitious.
Yeah, superstitious, that's the word. Anyway, I had this thing in my head. It's not superstition, it's just something that I always wanted to complete. And it's a wee bit like that. And I completed it this morning on my way.
On your driveway?
On my driveway?
That would be difficult.
No. My driveway is brick paving. No, there's no way you could walk from one side of my driveway to the other without standing on the cracks.
You go on your tiptoes, you'd be fine.
Oh my goodness, listen to the ballet dancer across the flipping table. No, I did something this morning on the way to work in my car, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. It's the first time I ever, ever, ever did it. I'm so proud of myself.
You didn't hit a white line?
No. What I did, ladies and gentlemen, was I transferred the car, drove, in other words, from the outside lane into the inside lane without touching any cat's eyes.
Well done.
I'm really, really proud of myself because I've always wanted to do that and I've never been able to do it.
You've never been able to miss them?
Yeah, always one wheel always rims one of them. It's just the way
really?
It works. Yeah, always. I wonder if you have any superstitions like that you sort of keep up or things like that you would, you know, always try to do or ensure you do to bring somewhat good luck.
Do you know what I do? That's, I sort of say it as good luck in the car. It always seems to happen at funny times and I get great satisfaction from it.
Oh.
Do you know whenever your mileometer and it's you hit it as they're all turning, you know, you're going to hit like an 800 or an 8,000 or a 60,000 or whatever.
Or 180,000 if you're lucky.
No, well, mine's only got 58. But they all turn up at the same time.
Right.
Because you're going to hit the big one.
Well, that's
right. And you can watch it and it's cool. That gives me great satisfaction.
Brilliant. I'm sure.
See, I told you my life is quite boring.
I'm sure the Police Service of Northern Ireland Traffic Division are loving the fact that you're driving down the road, not watching where you're going, and just waiting for all the wee dials to change. If you do have this morning, ladies and gentlemen, anything like that there that you know, you don't want to stand in the cracks of the pavement, or you want to ensure you drive across without hitting the cat's eyes or anything like that, do give us a call. So I got over the cat's eyes this morning without touching them with any wheels. No rimming of the cat's eyes this morning. Great stuff. Do you have any sort of things like that there, which are like superstitions or whatnot, that you've always wanted to complete? Call me. 918-2010-726. Oh, dear. Do you like standing on the crack?
It was actually about the milometer.
Oh, the milometer, right. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I've just over 90,000 miles in the clock, right?
Right.
And a couple of weeks ago, I was looking forward to the 5/8 coming up.
Right.
Right. I was looking forward to a couple of weeks beforehand.
We counted the days.
The 5/8 come up. I just took my eye off the road for a couple of minutes, and the next thing, it was 2 miles past it.
Don't believe it.
I was raging.
Oh dear, disappointed. You're gutted.
Me and Kirsty's just the same, aren't we?
I feel for you. I can't believe you missed 88,000. I would ruin you. You know what? I wouldn't sleep for weeks.
No, I couldn't.
You know what? I swear to God, I would spoil my weekend. In fact, you know what? I wouldn't go over the door. I'd be so ashamed of myself.
It was gone, mate.
All right, matey. Thank you very much.
All right. Come on the pool at the weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, mate.
Chelsea suck.
Take it easy. Yes.
Bye.
Bye, mate.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
How's the farm boy?
Very good. Do you love standing on the cracks or what's the score?
No, I tell you what, whenever I'm in the car, hey, I can't do the car radio on the volume and an uneven number, and an odd number. It has to be in 10, 12, 14. Can't be in 13 or 15.
Can I tell you something?
You
suffer from OCD.
When wise up.
But it's okay, don't worry. I mean, it happens. You know what I can't have?
What?
I can't have... Well, no, I suppose I can have sort of anything. I know I'm okay. What's your name?
Stephen.
Stephen, thank you so much for your call, mate. I appreciate it. And thank you for listening to the show.
All right, kid.
Bye.
Bye now.
Stuart, you're about 8 months too late for me here, mate. Hey, keep a horseshoe in the car for good luck so nothing happens to the car. Yes, Jerk, you know, I told me 8 months ago after I left my car one night in Belfast and a fight broke out and someone got trailed over the top and there was a dent in the bonnet, the front panel, the side door panel, the back panel, a dent in the roof as well. But thanks for the sentiment was great. Where to get a horseshoe, by the way? Anyone shoeing horses this morning? Do you know, want to send me one in? PO Box 974 Belfast.
Still to come on this week's Snodcast. I've got a health and safety warning for you. We're spreading the love on Valentine's Day and how I got the farmer to ask Kirsty out. But first,
let's move on this morning. Now, last week, a friend of mine, Joan, came to me. Mm-hmm. She says, it's my mum's birthday on Monday. She is forever winding myself and loads of other people up. Is there any chance you can make a call to her? Yeah, okay, I'll make a call to her, that's not a problem. What should I call her about? Let's think. Perhaps a fictional water charge?
Hello?
Hello there, can I speak to Mrs. Burney, please?
Hey, sir.
This is Nigel Woods from the Water Management Agency, Northern Ireland.
Right.
Now, the reason why I'm phoning you today is with regards to water wastage. Now, we actually have an outstanding bill at the moment of £750. Now, I'm looking back at a letter which was dated to you on the 10th of December 2007.
I never got that thing.
It was signed for. I've got the signature in front of me here, and it's D. Burney.
Well, you see, I got a thing, but it was just to say, I didn't know it was just a quotation thing. I thought that was, and everybody got that, just let them know.
Hold on a wee second, I'll just check our system. So, Doreen's well and truly sucked in. Mm-hmm. Now, when making a call about water, the on-hold music should definitely have a reference to water. QTLC Waterfalls. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Yes, I've just spoken to my manager. Now, the situation with this is the 28 days has in fact lapsed, so we'll be issuing proceedings shortly to ensure that we get the money.
Why did I not get something else sent out with this?
It was a final letter you got. It was a red letter.
I don't remember getting it.
Well, you said a wee while back that you did get the letter.
I did get a letter. I know, but I thought it was a thing that comes with the rates.
No. This has nothing to do with the rates. This is to do with water management. Although we get rain all the time, in terms of our reservoirs and whatnot, give us a sunny week during the summer, all being well, it will happen. You know, our reservoirs will go down. And
what's
all
your name?
Pardon?
What's your name?
My name is Nigel Woods.
Nigel Woods?
Yes. So Doreen is now bought into it, folks. But what type of person is Doreen? I mean, would she go along with a scam, perhaps to save a few quid?
Now, this bill of 750 quid, I could perhaps cut it in half by just doing a wee bit of magic on my computer system. If you'd be able to spot me 50 quid, it'd just be a wee deal between
so
me and you.
300 plus 50 pounds?
I take 50 quid for myself. I put £300 into the account of the Water Management Agency and I make a £750 fee that you've got and haven't paid yet go away.
Right.
By doing a wee bit of magic on a computer.
Yeah. That's fine.
So would you be up for doing that?
I would surely be up for doing. So what I do?
Well, what you do is, you know, you need to come to me with £350.
Where do I meet you?
At the Water Management Agency Northern Ireland. I can meet you in the car park at 4:30 this afternoon if you can make it there.
I have no car.
Right, well, can you get a lift?
No.
You do not understand the severity of this situation.
I don't understand that there's somebody here with me at the minute. There's doctors here. I'm not having the bad with flu.
No, but what I'm telling you is that if this money is not paid today and it's not paid within the next few hours, that legal proceedings will be put in force against you.
Right, that's fine. Let them go on ahead and do it.
So you're quite... You,
I mean, I'm quite happy to do that.
You're quite happy to go to court?
Yeah.
You're telling me you're going to go to court?
Uh-huh.
Honestly?
Yeah.
So what about your solicitor's charges and whatnot?
Oh, well, sure,
this is £750 on top of the solicitor's charges.
Pardon?
This is £750 you're going to have to pay us on top of your solicitor's charges and the barrister's charges.
Excuse me, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Nigel Woods of the Water Management Agency, Northern Ireland.
I'll ring the manager back now in a few minutes because I happen to have a friend who works in it.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
And what is their name?
I'll just tell you in a wee minute. So,
well, if they're a friend of yours, obviously you know their name.
Uh-huh.
So what is their name?
I'm not giving out somebody else's name over the phone.
Why not? I mean, if there'd be a colleague of mine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your... The doctor's standing with him at the minute now to get me a prescription here.
Pardon?
The doctor here at the minute. The flu.
Right, okay. Can I speak to the doctor, please?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to ask the doctor to go on the phone to you.
Well, I just need to...
Oh.
Now, how the story has changed. Doreen now has the flu, and the doctor is there. Wink, wink, I'm sure. So I phone her back, but check this out, right? In her same voice, Doreen pretends to be someone else.
Hello?
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 Hello, is that Doreen Burney?
No, she's just gone out of the minute.
Has she?
Hmm.
Well, this is Nigel Woods calling from the Water Management Agency Northern Ireland. I believe our phone line got cut off there. I don't know what happened with our call.
But she's with somebody at the minute. I'm the housekeeper.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I believe the doctor's there as well.
Yeah, she's not well.
Yes. Can I speak to the doctor, please? I just want to ensure that she's okay.
What is this to do with you? I can't understand what this is all about.
I'm trying to ensure that the 700... So I'm not speaking to the housekeeper. I'm, in fact, speaking to Mrs. Burney. Is that right?
No. The housekeeper is... Are you speaking to the housekeeper?
And what's your name?
Winifred.
Winifred?
Uh-huh. McConnell.
Winifred McConnell. Okay. Uh-huh. And what is your relationship with Mrs. Burney?
I can't understand why this... A housekeeper told you. No relationship.
Well, I was hoping maybe you could shed some light on why she hasn't paid her £750 bill.
Well, it'll be in the post today. Bye.
Oh my.
Now, our Doreen's got a vivid imagination. We can all hear that. Firstly, she says she's a housekeeper called Winifred and Mrs. Burney is out of the house. Then she admits to being Mrs. Burney, gets confused, and then says Mrs. Burney is with the doc. She's some operator, isn't she? Well, I thought it'd be best that I phone her back again, and this time I would, you know, remain in the same voice as I've used the whole way through the call, which is my voice, and pretend to be Nigel Wood's boss. Can I speak to Doreen Burney, please?
Speaking.
Hi, how are you doing? Now, I believe you've been speaking to one of my colleagues.
Right.
He goes by the name of Nigel Woods. Now, we've got the call record showing here that you've been on the phone to him for some considerable time over the past 20 minutes.
Nigel's actually came extremely upset to me. I want to know what you've actually said to him to make him so upset today.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he is, because he has upset me. I'm not well, and I have a flu at the minute, and I'm feeling very unwell at the minute. And I've just had a doctor, and he's really annoyed me and putting blood pressure up. So I'll probably be taking a case against him.
Well, if you want, we can fill in a form now for you, which is sort of like a complaint form, okay? So first and foremost, what did he say?
Well, he annoyed me. He got really very loud and started to argue with me down the phone, and I just needed to get this money in the post this evening, and if I wasn't, I was going to have to go through court and all that there. So he will be getting a solicitor's letter from me. He just was demanding money right away, and he's just going to come collect it this evening. He just was putting pressure on and telling me that I'd done this and I'd done that and why I use so much water and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the silly questions.
Well, why do you use so much water?
Well, that's my personal business.
Do you think about the planet whenever you're using all this water?
I do think about the planet. I don't go out and stand and turn on taps for nothing. Hello?
My name is Pete Snodden and I'm calling from the Cool FM Breakfast Show, and your daughter Joan asked me to give you a wee call today to wish you a very happy birthday.
Oh, stop.
The Pete Snodden Breakfast Show.
Undoubtedly a madman.
97.4 Cool FM.
If you want to set someone up, drop me an email, pete.snodden@coolfm.co.uk.
Yesterday something happened to me whilst parking the car, and I thought I would share it with you all to ensure that it never happens to you. This is a health and safety warning that there's no signs for.
Right, okay.
No way you get signs everywhere, like, you know, I'm trying to think. Like, don't step over the cliff sort of signs, you know, and then there's also the speeding signs. And there's signs everywhere, you know. No bills here. You will be prosecuted. You know, there's signs like that. Or the famous sign that's run around the email at the moment. And I suppose it was run around the email 6 months ago. This sign has sharp edges. Legendary. Classic. Well, there's no sign for this. This is a health and safety issue. Now, if you go to a multi-story car park,
mm-hmm.
or a car park that has a ticketing machine, what happens? You drive through, you wind down the window, or you push the button and the window comes down, you put your hand out, you either push the button and the wee ticket comes out, or the ticket comes out automatically.
Yeah.
Then you normally put the window up and you drive on.
Yeah.
Now, everyone has an issue with parking tickets, the wee tickets that you get, because you always lose them. Why is that? You get into the car, you spot the ticket, you know where the ticket is. By the time you get to the wee booth to pay, if it's an old school and the wee man's in the booth,
mm-hmm.
you can never find it. True. It tends to happen
all
the time.
Never happened to me, I have to say.
Okay, well, it does tend to generally happen to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay, you misplace them. So, you wind the window down and there's a big, massive queue of traffic right up your jacksie, right behind you, right? And everyone's busting to get into the car park.
Mm-hmm.
So, you take the ticket and where do you put it? So it's in safekeeping, so you know where it is.
You've put it in your mouth again, haven't you?
I stuck it in my mouth. Off I drove into the car park, straight up onto the first floor, and guess what? Result, car parking space in the first floor.
Fantastic.
It was a big one too, and in I drove.
Mm-hmm.
Now, multi-story car park, first floor. Doesn't take long to get to. Into the car parking space, which was straight ahead as soon as I got to the top of the ramp. Straight in. Went to take the ticket out of my mouth, and the ticket had stuck itself to my bottom lip. Okay? Now, whatever way it's made with the paper, or the whatever way it's made, it stuck to my bottom lip. And I tried to pull it off as gently as I could, but no matter what way I pulled it off, the skin was removed in my bottom lip and it started to bleed.
You did this before.
I know. You thought I would have learnt.
Yes.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please, for the safety of your lips, do not put a parking ticket machine in your mouth.
Well, a parking ticket machine would be a bit difficult.
It would be. A parking machine ticket in your mouth. Okay? I'm just giving you a wee bit of advice with regards to health and safety. Now, if you've spotted anything that, you know, is a danger to you or can inflict some pain somewhat and there's no health and safety warnings on it, please let me know. 91820010. Oh, and if you've suffered from that as well, please do let us know. I hope I'm not the only Muppet in the country that's happened to. Hello to you.
Hello.
Hello there, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Pete, can I say hello to my husband, Paul? We've been married for 25 years and just let him know that I love him very much.
It's a lifetime.
It is.
What's your name?
Pauline Rowden.
Pauline who?
Rowden.
Rowden?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's okay. Here, Pauline.
Yeah?
Give him a big kiss.
Mm. He's still in bed.
Is he? Are you bringing him breakfast in bed today?
I don't think so.
Oh, you're weak.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Pauline. Good morning, Cool FM.
Good morning, Pete.
How you doing?
I'm doing. That's right, check out the Cool FM website. Yeah. And I have to admit, I'm in love with Kirsty.
Are you? Oh, wow.
What a website and what information you get about her. She is gorgeous.
Well, you know what? You know, just for you, I think we'll have to give you a sexy hello.
Go for it, go for it.
All right, what's your name?
Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Hold the line for us. Bye. All right, Kirsty, for Mike.
Hello, Mike.
What? What's so funny about that? Is that rubbish?
That's very good. Very good. I love the cheap laughs you get in this show. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm fine. It's Alan from Belknap.
Oh, Alan. Alan, sorry, Alan. Go ahead. What have you got to say?
Could I say hello and a big I love you to Andrea? She's a bus driver from Belknap.
All right, no worries.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, mate. Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello. I just wanted to know, I'm not too late, I hope, to say to everybody in Northern Ireland that I love my husband.
And what's your husband called?
His name is Mervyn Johnson and he's on his way to Dungannon right now to work.
Hello, Merv. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, he'll be listening. He'll be very embarrassed as well, but thankfully he's by himself.
All right. Well, here, listen, I think you've got a screaming kid in the background there.
Yeah. Oh, yes, at least one.
Well, don't tend to that. Bye. Everyone's loving spreading the love this morning. Do you want to spread the love?
I do indeed, Pete.
Go ahead.
I just want to let Rachel Johnson know that I love her.
Rachel, he loves you. Thank you. What's your name?
It's Colin.
Colin, big kiss.
Thank you.
Oh, Colin, big kiss before you go. Colin, give us a big kiss before you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Colin, didn't realise you felt that way. Thank you. Right, 7:14. I remember my first recollections of Valentine's Day.
Mine were normally like going down to see if the postman had been and he hadn't, or if he'd been and gone and there was nothing for.
Do you remember if you were in primary school and you used to, the first Valentine's Day, you would have sent a Valentine's card, do you remember?
Yes.
Well, I remember my first Valentine's card I gave.
Mm-hmm. Was it handmade or did you buy it?
I can't remember that, but I remember I just remember it so well. And I'll tell you the reason why I remember it so well, because I was dejected from the word go.
Oh, no. Can you remember who it was to? Can we say that?
Yeah, it was a girl called Nicola. And the reason why I was dejected was over religious matters.
Oh.
And her religion, can't quite remember what it was, but they don't do Valentine's Day.
Oh, dear.
So I, and then my teacher had to pull me aside and say, I'm sorry, Peter, but she can't accept that. And I was gutted.
Oh, no. I can't remember the first card I ever gave, but I remember the first one I ever received. And it was from a young man called...
Young man?
And I don't know
Hello,
if he's,
young man?
I don't know if he's still living in Northern Ireland or not. He's probably married with kids now, but it was Marty Watson.
Marty Watson?
Marty Watson. It must have been about P3, something like that. And that was my first ever Valentine's card.
Ah, Marty Watson.
So if you're about Marty, hi, happy Valentine's Day.
Give him a kiss.
Mwah.
Long overdue, Marty. I know you've got a wife and three kids probably, but anyway, that doesn't stop cursing.
Cheeky.
Hey, Pete, could you give a big I love you to Siobhan from Barry McStalker on route to work? Can't wait for the meal tonight. What are you looking forward to most, Barry? The dessert?
With whipped cream or not?
Who knows? Barry loves having his cake and eat it. Loves it. Absolutely loves it. Right. Now, you know what?
Yeah.
Cue the music.
Oh,
hey, Pete. I'm in love with my wife's friend's sister. It's not easy. I'd never do anything about it, as I love my wife too. I was never told love was so hard. I'm not revealing the name to that. Definitely not. Dear. Oh, well.
I feel for the guy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Right, now, this is a bit... Wait to hear this one here.
Okay.
Jules, are you listening? You're listening, love? Wait to hear this here. Happy Valentine's Day, Pete. I love you. Can we go on a date tonight? No, we can't.
No, we can't.
Thank you, Sam. Question
we
is...
We were having a debate whether that Sam's a boy or a girl.
Well, there's lots of kisses and hugs, but that doesn't really signify
that
anything.
That doesn't mean anything. Mm. Because they'll be boy.
Could be. Who knows? Okay, moving on this morning. many years ago, I gave my husband the DVD Dumb and Dumber.
Fantastic film. Well, up there.
This year I gave him a decree absolute. Happy St. Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Well done. That's great timing.
Kiddies, a decree absolute means a divorce. That means it's finito. That means you can have the time of your life tonight. You haven't left me your name, but hope it all goes well.
The Farmer's Forecast with our resident Andy Man. Outstanding in his own field.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Farmer Andy. Hello, Farmer.
Good morning.
Are you back in your field today?
I am indeed, yes.
Unbelievable. Are you feeling, you know, more comfortable in your field?
I do, actually. Yes, I do. I'm one with nature.
Right, okay. Now, you've got a special Valentine's Day forecast for us, don't you?
I do indeed, yes.
But before that, you've something to say.
I do. Well, you see, I was wondering that I'm single and sitting in tonight, and Kirsty's single and sitting in tonight, so I was wondering if she fancied coming out for the night.
I've got to get up early in the morning.
Well, I'll leave you home
Andy,
early.
Thank you.
So is that a yes or a no?
But it's not that easy. I need warning because I need to get a sitter.
This is definitely going to win us a Sony Award. Definitely.
Do you know, I was almost going to say, because he sent me some love on Bebo overnight. So I was going to say thanks for that.
Right. Right, okay, yeah. Sorry, can I be like an adjudicator here? Yes or no?
Yes.
So there you go, Andy, you're in.
You're dead.
Right, Farmer, we need a special forecast.
Okay. Well, this morning I brought my tea and toast out to the cattle shed and sat and watched the bull. And yes, I witnessed the bull kissing the cow again this Valentine's Day, which is a sure sign things could get hot and steamy throughout the province. But the maximum temperature, I'm saying.
Thank you, Farmer Andy!
No problem.
I didn't think it's
good. Hello, Farmer.
Good morning.
Now, before we go any further, you've got a new fan.
Okay.
Her name is Veronica. She listens to you every morning on her way to work. Can you say, in a farmer, yee-hoo, ya boy, can you say hello to Veronica?
Yee-hoo, ya boy, good morning, Veronica.
There you go. What about you? Anyway, Farmer, you know what? Felt for you yesterday.
Yes, I know.
Yesterday, following, well, on the show, you know, you asked Kirsty out. She said yes. You were all brought up. You were up there. You were on a high.
Yep.
And then after the show, you were brought down to a low. How did you feel after she phoned you and says that she wasn't going to go out with you last night?
I was disgraced. I plucked up the courage and asked her. If I heard to do that, it wasn't very nice.
Did you feel dejected yesterday? What way did you feel? Tell everyone how you felt yesterday after Kirsty blew you out.
I just felt a bit lost and didn't know what to do.
So what did you do then?
I went out to the box instead.
And Andy, did you score last night?
I did, yeah.
Yes!
See, I knew you would.
And what was her name?
Emma.
Emma, and was she good looking?
She was, yes.
Will you be seeing her again?
Hopefully, yes.
Wait.
Very good, Andy. Very good.
Well done, you.
Was it a traffic light disco last night?
No, but I knew sort of everybody in there would be single or live with their boyfriends that are out on a date that I should have been on, but sure.
No,
didn't work out.
So it's always next year, Andy?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. All right, mate, what's the weather going to be like then?
Well, this morning I noticed the clouds looked fleecy and white. Now, fleecy white clouds cover your heavenly way. No rain should mar your plans that day. So a dry day is expected, rather cloudy, with a maximum temperature of 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, Farmer Andy!
No problem.
Kirsty, do you feel bad?
No. Oh. He scored! She got Emma. She's a lucky girl.
Emily, Kirsty's going, thank God for that. This Snodcast is completely free. Subscribe to it and you'll get every edition downloaded straight to your desktop from www.coolfm.co.uk. The Pete's Nod and Breakfast Show is broadcast in real time between 6 and 10 weekday mornings on Belfast's number one hit music station, 97.4 Cool FM. Keep listening for more Snodcast updates.